Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Suzanne Harris. She is the Financial Stability Program Officer at United Way of the Wine Country. Good to see you, Suzanne.
So good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So it's about that time of year. People have started to get their all of their W-9s back and W-2s and all these W-forms and the 1090, blah, blah, blah. So it's a time where people are either dreading having to do this or looking forward to maybe a tax return. And it's also an opportunity to really make a change in your life at this time of year. So let's talk about Earn It, Keep It, Save It. This is the program that the United Way of Wine Country is really behind, and it helps a lot of people. So let's talk a little bit about sort of the situation that people are in our greater Bay Area.
Great. Okay. So basically, you know, when we look at this program, which is called Earn It, Keep It, Save It, the federal name for it is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. And it's a national IRS program that supports and funds regional groups like ours to do this work and provide free tax sites. So basically, we know that if you look across Sonoma County or any of the counties we serve, which is Sonoma County, Mendocino, Lake, Humboldt, Del Norte, all the way up, that too many of our families are struggling to make ends meet. Even with two-parent households where both have full-time jobs, that is the reality.
Yeah.
And I know we both know a lot of those people.
We do. We may even be one of those people. And with the how much it costs for rent around here, a lot of people are in that boat.
Well, and we know that also the cost of living has increased 19% in Sonoma County alone in the last 4 years.
Wow.
So there's way too many families, and more than ever, amongst us who are still really struggling to, I say make ends meet, but I mean like survive and even thrive, which is what we hope all of our families in our counties can do. And so United Way has stepped in, and you know, United Way is across the world, fight for every person and every community to advance opportunities, focusing on key impact areas of health, education, and financial stability. And financial stability is my passion here at United Way of the Wine Country, to make sure that we really help lift local families up and out of poverty one tax return at a time.
Yeah.
Which is the largest infusion of income they tend to have besides their paycheck. So it's no small thing.
Yeah, yeah, it can be, especially when you see, you know, a bunch of zeros there at the end and don't realize that there are certain things that are available to you when you're filing your taxes that you might not know that you qualify for. So we're going to talk a little bit about this. The Earn It, Keep It, Save It program helps who qualifies to be a part of this program? Is it only people who are at poverty level? Where is the cutoff?
Right. So for us, basically last year we had about 220 volunteers, and they prepared 6,300 tax returns, bringing back about $8.3 million in tax refunds. For anyone this year, anyone who makes less than $60,000 combined household income can come. And there's been a lot of changes in state and federal tax law, and people, even if you've ever filed your own taxes before, this would be the year to go ahead and contact us, dialing your local 211 by dialing 211 to make an hour appointment or more with us to file your taxes, because you may not know. If you're sitting at home and you're trying to guess at what you qualify for, you miss one box and you could be missing out on thousands and thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Like with the earned income tax credit, the federal and the state. There's been big changes with the state earned income tax credit. So if you have any earned income, you want to make sure that you are going to qualify for that. And if you miss it on your own tax return, you won't know it.
Yeah.
And so it's really great if you come in and let us do it for you. You dial 211. You get an hour appointment. Someone sits right next to you. And this is the difference of dropping your taxes off at a paid tax preparer.
Okay.
We know the average is, what, $300 or so?
It costs a lot to get your taxes
done.
That's
for a simple W-2.
Right.
You drop it off. They call you. You come pick it up. You trust they didn't make any mistakes, and you sign it, and away it goes to state and federal. Maybe you got a refund. Maybe you didn't. With us, we sit right next to you. We tell you exactly what we're doing. We show you taking this box into this, you know, software, and you know why you maybe owe. And we're going to maybe give you some ideas on how to not owe yet next year. Go back to your HR, change your withholdings, or make sure you keep these receipts from things you bought at the bookstore or going to school, different things like that. So we're really into the financial education and asset building piece of it. I always say that the tax return is the gateway to getting our hands on you so we can just entice you to do different things and ask you a lot of questions that another person might. If you're just dropping off your taxes, there is usually no interview and intake process to really dig down into how can we help this one person get back every single penny of their money. And it is your money. It's money that you've been pulled out of your paychecks and a lot of things that you qualify for that you just won't know unless somebody's talking to you and asking you questions about your life.
Right. And I think that's the key part, too, that interpersonal aspect of it, where you're really learning that person's story, because part of their story of their life is going to impact what's happening in their taxes.
Right. And it's, you know, a lot of low-income people or low to moderate income, and again, we say $60,000 combined household income or less, are just kind of living in this day-to-day, just trying to make it through the month. And there's not always a lot of time, education, or just impetus around stopping for a moment and thinking, what am I doing that's always putting me in this hole? Who's out there in the community who could help me do something differently? One of the things we do is we incentivize savings. As we know, research shows that 46% of California households are living in what we call liquid asset poverty. 17% of those households are unbanked or underbanked, and that's probably even low. And 22% of jobs in California are low-wage jobs. So they're just trying to make very little money spread to a 19% increase of living. It's just not good math.
Yeah.
So one of the things we do when they come in is we incentivize or gamify savings. So maybe you've never thought, well, I'm just barely surviving. A savings account is just not in the cards. Mm-hmm. But gamifying it so that when they come in and we are enticing them, say you're getting thousands back in as a refund, and you think that's already going to pay for bills and, you know, just pay back people you've borrowed money from or whatever, we're going to incentivize you to just put at least $50 of your refund or next month's car payment or next month's childcare into a savings account. Mm-hmm. That practice of making that behavioral change is a big one, to wake up on the first and go freak out and think, wait, I saved. And so it's that feeling of being ready for any kind of an emergency or even just a bill you know is coming every month. Mm-hmm. If they split at least $50 of the refund into a second account, we help them enter something called Save Your Refund, which is a national program. They give away during the tax season. You can be in a sweepstakes to win $100 just by entering, or you can upload a picture of yourself and 250 words about something you're really passionate about saving for, and you can win one of two $10,000 prizes. Yeah, just for trying this new thing, entering this contest. 2 years ago, we did this. We were doing taxes for a young mom of three, and she went ahead and did it. And we helped her, just incentivize her to get her story up there and upload a picture of her and her three daughters. She had this remarkable story about wanting to save to go back to school so she could go back and give back to her community in a career that did that.
Yeah.
And they called us and said she was the national winner of $25,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So it can happen. It does happen. Mm-hmm. It happened right here in Sonoma County at United Way of the Wine Country on a Wednesday night, filing her taxes. And it changed her life.
Wow.
We're in touch with her. We know what she did with the money and how she used it to lift herself up out of poverty. So these stories are powerful. And when I say we did 6,300 tax returns last year, we're aiming to do over 6,500 this year, and every single one is a story. I have volunteers emailing me all day long with stories of clients they sat with that touched them. These are real advocates. All of our tax preparers are IRS certified at the advanced level. It's completely free. We background check everybody. Mm-hmm. So the clients know when they come in, we have a higher accuracy rate program-wide than paid tax preparer nationally.
What?
Because we manage a grant from the IRS and donations from the community, we have to have a double check on every single tax return. We don't miss a box. So if there's a credit coming to you or something you're eligible, we're going to spend the time to find out what that is, and we're going to make sure that that tax return is filed state and federal for free for our clients.
Wow, so that's amazing. Who are the tax preparers? Where do you find these people?
So our volunteers, basically, it wouldn't be possible without these volunteers. We do outreach for anyone who wants to learn how to be a tax preparer. They go through an extensive training, either online or in a classroom setting. Mm-hmm. They have to IRS certify an opened book test mm-hmm. with trainers, and they have to pass and be certified and background checked. So we get them from the community. We love skill-based people, people who love computers, who know software, who you don't have to be good at math. I hear that all the time. I don't even do my own taxes. I hate math. That doesn't matter. You just have to be passionate about your community. You have to want to learn how to do this and really enjoy being with people. Mm-hmm. So you get that great mashup of left brain, right brain. So that's for tax preparers. We also recruit people who want to meet and greet as greeters, what we call intake coordinators. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones who stand at any one of our 22 tax sites and welcome them in, walk them through the paperwork, make sure they've got everything ready to go. And then they walk them back to the tax preparer. We also always need interpreters. You can dial 211 and ask for a Spanish-speaking appointment mm-hmm. with a Spanish-speaking preparer. You don't need to be a U.S. citizen to do this.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so people walk in with ITINs, which is like a Social Security number. And so we also have different access to financial asset building opportunities, right? So if somebody wants to apply for an ITIN or renew their ITIN or they have questions about if they qualify, when they dial 211, they get that, you know, they're asked a lot of eligibility questions. They're given an hour tax appointment at a time, date, and place that is good for them, mm-hmm. evening, daytime, weekend.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and then after that, they'll get a reminder call before their appointment, rechecking again that they found all the documents they needed to, their W-2s all came, things mm-hmm. like that. Make sure they know where we are, and then they show up for their tax appointment, get greeted, and I think that's the number one thing I'm so proud about, besides our accuracy rate and all those other things, is that people remark all the time how kind everybody was. That's not the experience always when it comes to tax time.
Yes. It's not really the word that comes to mind, no.
Right. So what I love is when people call back and they're excited to come back to us.
That's
and
great.
I think,
yeah.
how did we get here? Our volunteers are so passionate about these stories and these people. And it's everyone we know. I mean, my friends, my kids, me, we all come in and get our taxes done by these volunteers. So I know firsthand that you look forward to it. Even if you owe, we're going to show you, don't worry, this is how much you have to send in. This is how you do it. Here's the coupon. Mm-hmm. Here's sure. how, you know, just a lot of guidance. And then how maybe not to make that mistake next year, which
right.
a lot of times is just a simple fix, but it takes somebody else to sit down with you and say, I'm seeing this, and maybe you want to do this.
Yeah.
Maybe your kids are ready to be their own dependents. Maybe they're yours. There's a lot of confusion over who's my dependent and who's not. Tax law changes as well every single year. And that's why we're telling people, you know, our goal is $6,500 this year. So even if you stay at home and do your taxes on your own, it can take up a whole Sunday of pulling your hair out and you're still not sure you did it right.
Right.
So why not just dial 211 and yeah. get an appointment at a time that works for you and let us do it. You're helping us fulfill our IRS goal and our own personal local goals, but you're also really pleasing our volunteers who show up to help you. And we're not going to miss something on your tax return, and you might sitting at home. So why not?
Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot more than getting your taxes done. I'm talking with Suzanne Harris. She's the Financial Stability Program Officer at United Way of the Wine Country. Because when, as you said, when you get your hands on that person, not literally, but when you're able to bring someone in and help them out with their taxes, then you have an opportunity to find out, are there other services that this person might need?
Right. That's really important. So when we say we have it's a community, we're actually, Earn It, Keep It, Save It is a coalition of public and private nonprofit companies and organizations that come together to do this work. So United Way is United Way led. We're the backbone organization. We fund in a matching way all of these partners, mm-hmm. Empire College, Community Action Partnership, Our Lady of Guadalupe. We've got Catholic Charities, all these different organizations who are already have their hands on, as you said, these clients, a lot of these clients for CalFresh or housing or really resourcing them with a lot of other financial asset building things to lift them up and out of poverty and keep them safe and their families safe. And so when they come into our tax sites, all of our tax sites, then all the clients leave with a card that gives, they can contact Catholic Charities to take part in a program that United Way funded for 2 years. We provided seed money for something at Catholic Charities called Earn It, Keep It, Save It. That's where you can make an appointment to get your credit pulled, go to credit counseling, classes that teach you how to save, budgeting, all sorts of things. And it's all free.
Wow,
and so there's lots of things like that that happen in a lot of our partners where they just don't know where to go. And if our tax appointment can act as that resource coach sort of impetus to, now that you're getting a refund, here's all these things you might do with this. Research shows that that is the biggest infusion of income. It is also the best time to make a behavioral change and possibly start a savings account or anything else.
Right.
So we take advantage of that. It's, we have their full attention, and they're open to help, but really ongoing financial counseling and staying in touch with these clients is proven to be the best way to make ongoing change. And we all know what it feels like to get a tax return and we think it's already spent.
Right.
But if someone said, that's great, go ahead and make an extra car payment or make an extra whatever. But now's a good time. Why don't we think about this? And I always love the humility of our tax clients and our volunteers. People come in and they just lay out their personal life, their problems with banking, they're failing at savings. And there's no shame around any of it. You know, past behavior is past behavior, and we do not want it to be the best indicator of future behavior. We want to say, we've all been there, we've all felt what that's like, and we took advantage of these resources to do something different, and you can too. So it's like a 220 advocates. They're not just left brain, you know, people sitting there to do your tax return. They truly care about every single client. And I know, because I get the phone calls, I get the emails. People come back the next day and drop off sushi and cookies. And there's a lot of hugging. And, you know, I've seen volunteers walking clients out and crying with them in the parking lot because some single mom just got thousands of dollars of a refund. And she just, the relief, the financial relief, of a lot of our clients, they just look at their tax preparer like they're, you know, a god.
That's pretty amazing. Those stories have to make you feel really, really good to be able to see that kind of change in someone's life. And especially not having judgment, because we all make mistakes. And if you have gotten your credit into a horrible situation, or if you have failed at banking, you could feel pretty ashamed about that. But the ability to be able to come in and say, you know what, it doesn't matter. I'm going to learn some new tools. I'm going to start. Today's the day I'm going to start to get my credit back into shape, or I'm going to, you know, open up a bank account. I'm going to try again. Give it another try. I think that's a wonderful opportunity. Really feels good.
It does. I mean, I just, someone just told me a story last Saturday. One of my clients was telling me that she had walked into a paid tax preparer. She had to stay home with a very sick child who had 3 back-to-back operations on his back. And he was 2. And she ended up just borrowing money and utilizing whatever she could and cutting back, and ended up making $3,900 in 2018. And she is a single mom of 4, and she's incredible. And she was telling me the story about moving into Burbank Housing, and now she works for Burbank Housing, and she just, the changes she made, but she was humiliated. The person at this place actually said to her, try explaining how to the government how you really lived on $3,900. And she walked out into the parking lot and sobbed. She was humiliated, and she told me this because she just had this incredible tax appointment with somebody who was just like giving her a hug and telling her to hang in there, and she can do that. And I mean, I've been, you know, doing this for a long time, and I just don't see the kind of love attached to a tax appointment that you do when you come to our program. Also, I have 2 kids who 22 and 25. And for the past few years, they've been coming in and sitting down, not with mom, you know, sitting down with one of our volunteers and watching them file that first W-2, having someone explain to them what's going on, letting them know what they're eligible for, what they might do. And it was really nice to watch these first-time young filers. You know, we know that their last year, even with all the outreach we do and the credit information, over $2 billion in credits were left on the table. Because a lot of people, like my sons, maybe who didn't make enough, they're not required to file, they don't file. If you had earned income in 2018, and we can also file you 3 years back, so if you haven't filed for 3 years, come in. They got money back.
Wow.
And I didn't know that. I thought because they were my dependents for a while that that's how it worked. So to watch them step out, become their own dependents, learn about their own tax filing and all the opportunities that exist for them as young men was really fortifying from a real personal standpoint. And just looking across, you know, what people do and don't know. We don't teach this in high school.
No,
we teach a lot of things, but we don't teach this in high school. And then they pop off to college or somewhere else and they get in trouble.
They do.
Because they
very
don't know.
Easily. Yep.
It's very easy to get into trouble. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to get out. And so our volunteers are passionate about telling you every single way. And if they can't, they're going to resource you out to, you know, for instance, say I was doing your taxes and I found out doing taxes that you didn't have health insurance last year. And you were supposed to, either through your employer or through Covered California. Depending on how long you went without that and what you made, you're going to possibly owe a fine. I'm going to make sure that you leave with one of our volunteers who is actually a site coordinator, and she is an amazing Covered California navigator who can sit with you one-on-one for free and hook you up with a plan for healthcare that you can afford, possibly free or a low-cost plan. So, again, we give them those warm contacts. If we notice something you're doing that you made a mistake or you just didn't know, we're going to make sure and connect you to a resource or a person who's going to help you after your tax return.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
It's like a million moms watching out for you.
And this is a free program. You do not have to pay to get your taxes done with Earn It, Keep It, Save It. It is that threshold. Is it $60,000?
We say around $60,000. I say that because a lot of people who, you know, we had one guy come in, I remember, 13 W-2s. He was a landscaper. I mean, any month to month, he didn't really know what he meant, what he made. But we say around $60,000 or less combined household income.
Okay. And you just pick up the phone, any phone will do, and call 211, and you can make that appointment. How many different places can people get their taxes done with this program?
We have locally, we have 22 partner sites from here to Del Norte. So I would say the majority are here in Sonoma County. Everywhere from the county has three different offices in Petaluma. We have a couple, Windsor. We have them all the way up Healdsburg. So you just dial 211 and you tell them, do you want it at in an evening, on a weekend? We also have walk-in appointments at some of our sites, like Empire College.
Okay.
You can make an appointment, which many people need to. Or if you can't get an appointment as soon as you want to and you want to try walk-in, 211 will tell you try and walk in the first hour that they're open.
Okay.
Then, and if you're patient and pleasant and you want to wait, you'll probably get seen.
Okay,
but many people, you know, we're running really tight schedules, right? A lot of people are working 3 and 4 jobs and they need an appointment.
Right.
So they need to know and they need to come prepared. And so 211 is going to help them do that. The reminder call is going to help them do that. When they make an appointment, if they provide an email, they'll get an email with a whole list of what to bring, telling them the time, date, and place of their appointment. So we do everything to make sure that when they walk in the door, that they're ready. Things happen, and we'll go ahead and do the tax return anyway. Sometimes they come back the next day with an extra W-2 or something. So we don't let go. We stay on top of them until they have every possible document they need and every single opportunity to get the biggest, best refund possible.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
That's great. And again, this is free. And the kind of impact that this has is not just on that person who's filing the taxes. Let's talk a little bit about that, Suzanne. You know, through research and how you've seen this program over the years, that this impacts children as well, right? That the ability to have maybe this extra influx of money or the ability to keep, you know, your mom going to school or whatever to make that that kind of change actually impacts the lives of the rest of the family too.
It does, absolutely. United Way creates programs that really build strong families and communities, and EKS is one of those ways that we can do that. These credits, the many, many credits, Child Tax Credit, or Keep It Safe, EITC, all these other great acronyms, they basically provide families and individuals with greater incentives to work and increased financial stability. Both the federal and the state credits help families step up the economic ladder. We know that they pay down debt. We survey our clients, what are you doing with your tax refund? And they're telling us they're paying for college, starting an emergency fund, their debt, taking care of seniors, all sorts of things. And children from families with larger earned income tax credits tend to have higher test scores, so it directly affects, are they having nutrition in the home? Nutrition equals how do they go to school? How do they pay attention? How do they perform? So we know that if it's positively impacting health and education. We know that that EITC recipients often have reduced incidence of low birth weight, believe it or not.
Wow.
Because income is so directly related to whether or not they're having access to health care.
Health care, right, and healthy families, right.
And when I first started 6 years ago at United Way, I was told, we have health, education, and income as pillars. I describe them as pillars. And really quickly, I saw that they kind of collapse at the top into what I call a teepee.
Right.
Because you have education to get a better job, to have financial stability. How do you do that if you're not healthy? I can't tell you how many people tell us they're using their refund to fix their car, which gets them to a job, which pays down debt. So it's just this mingling of those pillars that really helps lift these families out. We know that we see a huge positive return on investment, that the EITC and the Child Tax Credit bring in that opportunity for children, individuals, and families. Our latest research shows that together the Child Tax Credit and the Earned Income Tax Credit lifted an average of nearly 1.4 million Californians, including 700,000 children, out of poverty each year. And that was just between 2009 and 2012. One of the things we're really excited about communicating this year is there have been changes in the Earned Income Tax Credit at the state level. So last year, unless you had children, you couldn't get it unless you were 25.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they lowered it.
Oh,
to 18.
Okay. Oh.
And over 65 now can also have access. We know seniors are working longer and more.
And they may be taking care of grandchildren.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is important to include these low-wage younger workers to be able to access these credits.
Wow.
It's really important. So we know that this is, it's not just the tax preparer. No. I have not met a single person who's just going to go buy a new car with it. If anything, this demographic of 60,000 and less is paying down debt, trying to go to school. We stay in touch with our clients, and more importantly, we have a huge return rate because they know that with their refund and even just the education that we gave them empowered them to go back to their families and their parents and their communities and give back. If you take somebody out of financial crisis, they're freed up to really look around them and help others.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that's happening because we hear the stories.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's so nice to get the invite every year.
So great. So this is such a wonderful program. Take advantage of it. Suzanne Harris is the Financial Stability Program Officer for United Way of the Wine Country. Again, dial 211 on your phone to make an appointment, or you can find out more at unitedwaywinecountry.org. This is Sonoma County Focus.